Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Close. There's a couple of stragglers at the end there. Coming to you for the second time from the Improv in Tempe, Arizona! It's Sunday, December 1st, 2 Oceans 13. Start of the busy holiday season, so thank you for being here, and let me see your name tags, Tempe. I know you brought some. You guys were great with the name tags last year. Is the Michael Myers mask, is your name Michael?
It's Michael Myers.
Your whole name is Michael Myers? God damn. And it's funny how that movie, that mask is just as creepy, or more so, when you're holding it on your hand, because it just looks like a decapitated head that you cut the eyes out of. And you know the story behind that, right? That's supposed to be William Shatner? It is. That was supposed to be a William Shatner mask, and then they... Anyway. Good story, Doug. Conrad Air, I like it. Slapstick of another kind. What's your name? Slappy? Oh, you just... Oh, the tagline. Two heads really are dumber than one. That's crazy. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
It's awful. It's so terrible. Well, we got lots of good ones, and I don't have time to mention them all. There's a tiny Captain America disc over there, and Rene Dirt instead of Joe Dirt. Pretty clever pun. Thank you guys for bringing all those. We'll have you whip all those out later when you know when to do it. Don't forget that if you're in the L.A. area on Tuesday, December 10th at the Doug Loves Movies taping at the UCB Theater, I'm giving away a cabin for two on the Weezer Cruise out of Jacksonville, Florida in February. I'd give it away here, but you guys don't need a cruise in the wintertime. It's warm here all the time.
Bullshit.
That guy could not stop himself. That guy or weird lady... had to call bullshit on that one. Last Vegas is a movie I may never see. But I will be doing stand-up in Las Vegas on Friday, January 17th.
at the 25th Hour Comedy Theater. I know it's got a weird name, but figure out where it is and come if you're in Vegas on January 17th. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Dave Holmes, our past and future guest Dave Holmes tweeted, I would consider seeing Delivery Man if they'd just gone ahead and titled it Disheveled Semen Giant.
This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about semen giants. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. There's lots of good stuff in here. A book that you've probably heard of. A shirt that you've probably seen or heard about. A DVD I can't mention just yet. Douglas movie shirt is in there. And, oh, this is awesome. Like, and disgusting. This is a bag of gummy bears that one of the guests brought that, like, when you hold it in your hand, it is so heavy. Here, hold this, sir. Can you believe that shit? Hold it in one hand and then throw it back. I mean, would you ever want to eat any of these after you've established, oh, this is going to be in me, this much weight? That's a good idea. I mean, I know you're not supposed to eat all of them, but who can stop? So good luck with that, whoever wins tonight. And also a copy of Gateway Doug. And, oh, what's this? Oh, this is a thing that I took part in a while back that I had an extra one sitting around. It's a thing called Dirty Laundry, and it's a bunch of people telling stories and stuff, and I am one of them. But let's get my three guests out here. I'm very excited that these three gentlemen are here. You know, a lot of times when I'm on the road, we have to use some locals who are always, you know, nice, funny people. But all of these gentlemen were nice enough to be here in Tempe, especially for this. Please give a big warm welcome to Graham Elwood, Bobby Miyamoto, and Jonah Ray. They did the same thing I did. It's a big step up onto the stage.
Hello.
let's start with first-time guest Bobby Miyamoto is here, everybody. Was here this weekend opening for David Spade, as he often does, right? Yep. And got David Spade to sign a copy of Tommy Boy on DVD. Yeah. And he wrote Housekeeping. So that's neat. Thank you for bringing that, Bobby.
I tried to get him to do Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag, but we couldn't find a copy of it.
Lost and Found, that would have been a good one, too.
I don't know if those exist.
Oh, I like that.
Never made it to DVD.
I like that girl in Lost and Found.
She was a thing, right?
She's cute, yeah. Sophie Marceau, I think.
Braveheart.
If I had to guess.
She's a Braveheart, right?
Really?
Yeah, Braveheart, Lost and Found, and out. But isn't that enough?
I think so.
I think it's plenty. That's Jonah Ray, ladies and gentlemen. Oh.
Thank you.
You got a new program that's going to hit the Comedy Central airwaves next year called...
The Meltdown with Jonah and Kumail.
The Meltdown.
Yeah.
Watch it. You're taping the shows when?
We start February 5th in Hollywood at the comic book store where we have our comedy show at. So
that's why it's called The Meltdown, because it's Meltdown Comics.
Exactly. So if you're around, we're going to be doing every Wednesday in February, two shows a night. We already got some good people lined up to be on the show. And if you're in Hollywood, go.
Yeah, come to a taping. There's got to be a way you can Google it and get ticket information.
There will be. I almost just gave out our producer's email. Just email Emily. Emily@gmail.com. No, it's not real, so don't do that. It probably is real. There's probably somebody got in early on that one.
And then when's it expected to debut? Did you already say that?
No, I think it's like the spring or the summer. I'm not sure.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Because that's another way to see it.
That's true. You can just watch it on the
TV. Wait for it to happen on TV.
Yeah.
Graham Elwood is here, everybody.
Hey! What's up, Tempe? Hello, I'm from Arizona, eh?
Right? This is how you guys talk?
it's a draw, hey?
There's nothing like the Tempe accent. It's really a pleasure to be hanging out in this town.
So different from the Phoenix accent,
it is,
which goes
it
like this.
Phoenix is like, L.A., I'm from Phoenix.
What if a guy from Phoenix and Tempe talked to each other at a dentist's office?
And Arnold Schwarzenegger was their dentist. What? That would make no sense. What a stupid dentist's office that would be. I'm going to drill you. Good night.
Graham brought a copy of Comedy Film Guide Nerds to Movies. The Comedy Guide to Movies Film Nerds. And that's how I read things. I can't... I'm not good with that. But lots of funny people in this book. And also, I believe you'll have copies for sale in the,
yep.
in the, lobby. The lobby.
Yeah.
And I just noticed... Did you, look at that right there, Jonah. Doesn't that look like Jack Skellington's face, the top of that tie?
It does. Oh, you guys should see it. You just experienced what it's going to be like to listen to this.
I guess they're just going to have to buy a copy.
Hey.
No looky-loos out at the table. See the Jack Skellington face. And speaking of faces, Graham has brought, these are hot off the presses.
Brand new.
Whistling Bane shirts.
And on the back, it's got the tour dates. Places like the Kremlin and the Roman Coliseum. We've got some big dates coming up. And the cafeteria at the University of South Dakota in Vermilion, South Dakota. So
it's a lot fancier than it sounds.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant thing, the Whistling Banes, because it's bringing together two things that people are sick of.
And, that's my wheelhouse!
And and Bobby brought the giant bag of gummy bears. The disgustingly heavy gummy bears.
You've probably heard Bobby Miyamoto on the Todd Glass Show. Did you guys know that's the same guy?
That's right. Those of you that have 4 or 5 hours to kill every week, listen to the Todd Glass Show.
And then he goes back to his house and keeps going with it.
Yeah.
What if I just kept on podcasting?
He does.
I don't think Todd should do anything off mic. I think he should podcast his entire existence because he's so damn funny. Oh, and also, I mean, it's too late for... I mean, you guys can check it out when you get home tonight, but our friend Brody Stevens' new show debuts tonight on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
So
enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
That's what it's called, right?
Yeah, I think
Isn't
so, right?
It? Or that's in the ads.
Well, no, he has like a web show called Enjoy It. No, Push Believe is his web show. Enjoy It is his TV show.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Glad we cleared that up.
Oh, our friend show that we want people to watch? I'm glad we cleared it up too, Doug.
Have you been to the movies lately, Jonah?
I saw Old Boy the other day.
Oh, you saw New Old Boy, not Old Boy.
No, I saw New Old Boy, Spike Lee's Old Boy. And
Is it really credited that way?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
That would be rough.
Yeah.
Like he came up with the whole thing.
I liked it.
Yeah?
I enjoyed it, yeah.
Compared to the original Old Boy?
You know what? I realized I was really kind of out of it the first time I saw the original Old Boy, so I didn't really...
Were you locked in a weird room for for 15
it was like
years?
It was the only thing that was on TV.
I think they changed the number of years he's locked up.
It was 20 in Spike Lee's.
Yeah, I think it was 15 in the first one.
Yeah.
Something like
that's
that.
That's the only change.
No, they changed a few things. I haven't seen New Old Boy.
Yeah.
But that's certainly what I'm going to call it when I buy a ticket.
One for New Old
one
Boy.
One for New Old Boy, please. And I'm actually looking forward to it because I just finally saw the Old Boy.
Yeah.
Because I had never seen it. And I thought, you know what? This time, I'm going to see the original right before I watch the new one.
That's a good idea.
And then, because then that way, I can be especially irritated with the new one.
Yeah.
Because I just saw this fucking story.
Has anyone here seen Old Boy?
Of course they have.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why they made New Old Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I
came out 10 years ago, I guess.
I felt real weird being aroused by that sex scene. It was a real good sex scene, and you
that
learned to regret it.
That is fucked up. So fucked up.
He doesn't, not to spoil it for anybody, but he doesn't sex up the Olsen girl in this new one, right? He does? But it's not as, there's a lot of nudity in the first Old Boy.
You get to see Olsen naked.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, I'm in. I'm excited.
Yeah, the worst part about the movie, though, was during the trailers, there was a trailer for a Grudge Match.
And why do you got to hold that against Old Boy?
No.
They're completely different incidents.
I'm talking about the whole movie-going experience, though.
Okay, well, I don't like the part where they tell you to buy gummy bears. That ruins every movie for me.
You'd rather them just give you a pound of gummy bears?
Right, what's your problem with Grudge Match?
No, it's like, I quite enjoyed the trailer, but there's a thing that happens at a lot of theaters in L.A. where there's a trailer for a movie, and then someone in the theater has to let everybody know their thoughts on it. And so after the Grudge Match trailer was done, there was a guy going, ugh.
And that man was Sylvester Stallone.
And he was just sitting down.
Oh, I
just got here.
Did it make you go, ugh? Because I have mixed feelings about it.
No, it looks like a fun, it looks like a romp.
It's got fucking Alan Arkin in it.
I love Alan Arkin.
Kevin Hart's running around being all small.
Yeah. Why do you gotta play him like that? It looks like it's gonna be fun. I don't give a shit.
Christmas Day.
It'll take up 2 hours of my life that I don't have to think about myself. A fucking vacation. Have to get away.
I'll think about myself while I'm watching it because I'll be like, I'm too old to fight too. I've got something in common with these guys. Bobby, have you been to the cinema lately?
I have. I've seen Hunger Games 2 and Delivery Man.
Delivery Man.
Yeah.
Why?
Hunger Games 2. Which one? Why?
Both of them. You're a grown man. And Vince Vaughn is finished.
Hunger Games 2. A girl talked me into going, and I didn't see Hunger Games 1 or read the books. But I figured, like, I saw Karate Kid 2 before seeing 1.
Really?
Yeah. So I was.
How hard is it to figure out wax on, wax off? You know what I mean? Like.
First hour, I was lost. But then I got up to speed and sat through the next 2 hours. Have you seen Hunger Games 2?
I did. I saw the first one, of course.
Can I ask one question about Hunger Games 2?
Please, as long as it doesn't spoil anything, because I know everybody in this crowd and listening to the show can't wait to see Hunger Games.
All right, I won't. It might catching spoil fire. A little bit. It's not going to spoil. It's not like an ending or. There's okay. An old lady, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
I was really hoping it was all young people.
Why did they not have her contribute something to justify her as an ally?
Right, because she... I was...
Do you understand what I'm saying? Anybody?
I was baffled by the fact that there was an old person, because I thought old people would be ineligible. I thought it was like American Idol.
She brought nothing to the table. I thought
so
she was gonna
she had no skills. They had to carry her. She was always like, I gotta eat something. And
she just hung on his back the whole goddamn time. Like...
Yeah, it was weird. It was a very odd twist. And it was kind of like, why wouldn't they just kill her?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they just be like, hey old lady, you're going to lose. You know. And
you shoot her with a fart gun.
Yeah, shoot her with a fart gun and call it a day. My beef with that movie, it's amongst several beefs, but the one that just sprang to mind was the way that there's like a game master who like is fixing the game and adding elements and stuff. Like in the first one, there was some fucking wild dogs or some shit and a hornet that could sting you to death. And it's just like, isn't children trying to kill each other in the woods enough? Like, isn't that the fucking game? Like, why?
It was for Battle Royale. That was enough for me.
Yeah, Battle Royale doesn't have. And now the death fog is coming.
Death
Everybody
fog.
Run from the death fog.
Is that real?
Yes.
That was like a joke in The Simpsons. And
there's this fog rolls in and it makes everybody's faces get all bubbly and weird and like it's like, I guess it's supposed to kill them, but I forget if it killed anybody, but it's just, I don't know. They're weird ass movies. I liked Philip Seymour Hoffman because he clearly said, I'll be in the movie if I don't have to have a stupid wig and a stupid outfit.
Yeah.
He's got a very dignified outfit. He's got like a little bit of a purple sash in there. But man, that name that he has, Plutarch Heavensby.
Is that the name?
It sounds like you're fucking with me. It all sounds so fake.
Dude, if somebody described The Hunger Games to somebody who'd never heard of it or knew what it was about, they'd just be like, shut up.
Even to say Philip Seymour Hoffman is in it, I was about to go, bullshit. He wouldn't do that.
No, he's in it, and he's my favorite part of it, because he's, to me, the most interesting aspect of the new one. Oh. Wes Bentley, as the game maker in the first one, just had a weird beard and... was stupid.
Hey, is Kravitz back?
Who, what?
Lenny Kravitz?
Yeah, he's back.
All right, I'm seeing that.
Yeah.
First time I saw The Hunger Games was when we interrupted it.
Yeah, well, that's the best way to see it.
All right, then I'll wait.
Yeah, the whole time I was watching it, the part two, I was just like, oh, I should have just waited and interrupted this later. But, you know, it's such a big deal. It had the fourth highest second weekend gross in the history of movies after Titanic, Avatar, and Dark Knight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's fucking crazy. No, I'm sorry. Avengers, not Titanic.
Oh, never mind.
But anyway.
I'm not impressed anymore.
Graham, what have you seen? Wait. I'm sorry. Don't mean to hold you up there, Graham. But do you have anywhere to go, Graham?
What?
Can you hang out for the whole show?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, okay. I'm going to hang out.
Bobby, Delivery Man, how'd that work out for you?
You know, I liked it better than most people did, I think. I thought it was
going to
be like...
I think people just aren't going to it. I think those that go probably like it just fine.
I thought it was going to be like a real over-the-top, which it wasn't.
Like the movie Over the Top?
Yeah.
Where he has to take all the kids that he's a father to
tried to make it...
Arm wrestle all of your children. Yeah.
That's why he has the big rig, to fit all the kids in it.
But then I was thinking maybe it would have been funnier if they did that, because they had, like, really serious stuff. Have you seen Delivery Man? Has anyone?
What about the crickets? Anyone?
Anybody see the French version of it?
Yeah, that was called Starbuck.
Yeah.
And I did not see that either. Maybe I'll do the same thing I'm doing with Old Boy. Maybe I'll watch Starbuck and Delivery Man like close proximity.
Well, ruin both of them.
There was a scene in Delivery Man that I thought was interesting, but if no one's seen the movie, I guess there's no need to talk about it.
Well, no one's gonna see it, so you should talk about it.
No, anyway, one of his kids, he goes and he's trying to help his kids out, like be their guardian angel. And one girl, she does a heroin overdose. She gets taken to the hospital.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's true. She gets taken to the hospital and...
All the best Vince Vaughn comedies have heroin overdoses.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to get clean. You're so money.
Him. She said that... She doesn't know that's her dad, but she's trying to convince people that he was just the pizza man, is how he set it up. And people at the hospital said she can't leave unless your father signs the release, and they're trying to have Vince Vaughn put her in rehab, like in a recovery program, and she's saying she got a new job. She didn't want to go to rehab, so Vince Vaughn was faced with the dilemma. Should I keep her in rehab or let her go and get the new job, and then she won't be a heroin addict anymore? And guess what he did?
I'm not going to spoil it.
Wait, why'd you even bring this up if you're not going to tell us? If you're not going to tell us what he did.
That was the scene that I thought was interesting, because I was wondering what I would have done in that situation.
Oh, okay.
What would you have done?
You put yourself
and is it the same as what Vince Vaughn did?
No. I would have walked away.
Completely?
Yeah.
There was a third option?
All right, well, Vince Vaughn said, let her go. He released her. And she promised she wouldn't do heroin anymore, and that was good enough for him.
It's pretty easy to kick as long as you put your mind to it. Oh, well, thank you. That's for me?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
I made
my
it myself.
God. The crack staff here at the improv, I didn't even have to make this noise. Usually I do that very... Oh, she's going to take the empty. This is amazing. Thank you, Megan. All right, Graham, let's hear it. What have you seen? You see everything, or most everything. You skip things. Like, you're not going to see Frozen, the cartoon about the headless snowman.
Because Chris Mancini will see that, because he has kids, and he'll see it, and we'll talk about that.
He's your comedy film nerd's cohort.
Yes, so he'll see that. I saw a lot. I saw Old Boy, which I just was like, this is fucked up.
Because you hadn't seen the original Old Boy.
Had not seen the original because I had heard about it when it came out. When it came out, I was like, I don't know that I ever need to see that in my life. And then a friend's like, let's see Old Boy. I was like, okay, great. And I was like, this is the fucking worst thing ever. Why aren't I watching Delivery Man with Bobby? Alone in a theater, me and Bobby. Just sitting there going, what would you do? Would you do that? Would you do that? Well, would you go back to pizza? Would you let her jump? Would you shoot
Bobby, you'd walk away. You'd walk away. If I know Bobby, you'd walk away.
Just fucking leave her. It's her own problem. She's not going to get clean no matter how you help.
Yeah, it's too bad that in Delivery Man, the third option with the heroin girl wasn't taking out all of her teeth with a hammer.
Wow. Old Boy 2 sounds like... I saw Nebraska as well.
Which, how is that?
It's Bruce Dern's very good in it. You know, it's
what a weird cop out way to say something about a movie. How's that movie? One guy's good.
Well, it's kind of like a showcase for him almost. Like that's it. Really is like you know, it's his. It's like his thing.
Yeah.
Mostly. It's kind of like saying about that movie Philomena. Some people call it Philomena, but it's I like to call
Philoma?
It Philomena.
Philomena tubes.
And like that's Steve Coogan's good in it, but it's like a Judi Dench vehicle. And that's what's sort of going on with Nebraska. It's like there's good supporting characters and it's got some funny parts, but it's a pretty serious movie.
Yeah, it is a pretty serious movie, and sometimes it gets a little, I don't know, I felt like it was a little too much. I'll go into more depth, the Comedy Film Nerds podcast. But
are you guys going to do a spoiler edition of Nebraska?
Yeah, we're going to do a Nebraska spoiler alert. Yeah, he's trying to get to Nebraska. Yeah, I don't know.
Jonah was shocked because... he thought it took place in Nebraska.
Spoiler alert!
God damn it!
I'll go into it on the show because I'll get him to get all nerdy. So it's and I saw Saving Mr. Banks, which is like
wow, you saw that early?
Yeah.
Some sort of special
guild screening.
Nice. Ooh. Ooh. That doesn't come out till Christmas Day, I think. Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. It's everything you'd think it would be. It's great. They're both great in it.
That's what my problem is. When I saw the trailer, I kind of thought, maybe they just encapsulated it quite nicely, and I don't need to bother.
Well, because you know the movie comes out.
It just seems like Emma Thompson's character just like doesn't like the Mary Poppins movie and bitches about... It's like, you know, for us, it's like going and watching a movie that just reminds us of how shitty executives are with their notes and stuff. You know what I mean? Like all of her unreasonable demands. Yeah. Like, it seems aggravating to me. Is Tom Hanks in it a lot?
Yeah.
Why are they pushing him for supporting actor?
Because it is her... I mean...
To make way for him to get nominated for Best Actor for Captain Phillips, that's why.
Yeah.
And, jerks.
And but this isn't... It's her movie. It's not his movie. It's her...
Right, he's not Mr. Banks.
No.
Mr. Banks is Colin Farrell.
Yes.
I have not seen the film.
Vince Vaughn is a delivery man. Who gives a shit what happens? Don't need to see it. He's got kids and he delivers them. I don't fucking care.
What's your movie to recommend right now? Like, what's the one that you like the most that's out there right now?
I don't know, man. Like, nothing's really... Nothing's, like...
It's not popping for you?
No, I mean...
12 Years a Slave?
Oh, that's good.
Laugh Riot?
Laugh Riot?
Comedy of the year.
Family film? It's a family film?
Django Rechained?
Hashtag Django Rechained, ladies and gentlemen. Your first hashtag of the evening.
I'm going to get somebody on Twitter. I wrote that and you saw it. Because I think I've seen that before.
Django Rechained. Boom, boom.
God, there's got to be something that you could just say, like, this is the movie... Like, what's your movie of the year? Is it from earlier in the year?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or do you think it's been a shit year?
I'd say Dallas Buyers Club at this point.
I like that.
That's a very good film.
That was really good.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
But again, a little showcasey for Matthew McConaughey. It's kind of a one-man show. There's lots of other good characters, but it really is all about him and his character.
Yeah, but everyone, like... Jared Leto and Jennifer.
You know Garner. What I mean? It's going to get that. It's going to get that position at the Oscars where he gets nominated, Jared Leto gets nominated,
right.
Or Leto, and then the movie itself might not get the Best Picture nod, because the acting is phenomenal, but like the movie is, you know, some people might have issues with some of it.
I don't know. That's an interesting question. I think with the 10 best picture thing, I think it'll get one.
It just seems like Gravity and 12 Years a Slave are the two movies to beat.
Sure.
And that's probably my favorite movie of the year is Gravity. Probably.
Gravity's great. I like Gravity. I like Captain Phillips, you know? So, I like all those movies.
You love movies. That's why I have you on, Doug Loves Movies.
Okay, I'd love it.
So
love
we can
movies.
Love them together.
Show's yes. Not called Graham Loves Movies.
No, he could come in and hate everything. It's true.
That's true.
But he's a good sport.
I like most movies I see.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I have a hard time seeing movies with
you have
friends.
Jeff Tate disease.
Who, yeah?
Yeah, he liked Lone Ranger.
You know, I saw Lone Ranger on a plane, and I did not turn it off.
I wish they were going to make more of them and that was the title of the sequel. Lone Ranger on a Plane. Lone Ranger in Space, of course. Machete Kills in Space.
Lone Ranger Space Horse.
Oh, me em, fly em, and space em. Talk em alien.
You guys, we're way behind.
horses, of course, of horse, of course.
More? I don't know what you want. What do you want more of?
Just stuff.
Oh, I'm a space horse. Good job, improv. Put the drunkest guy right next to me.
I just liked things.
It's the same guy who called bullshit earlier.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just like, bullshit, wind's fine.
He's still talking as we speak.
Of course he is.
Yeah, I wish he'd shut up. I wish there was some sort of subtle way I could tell him to fucking shut up.
Well, I wish I had a space horse.
I'm trying to be professional and keep the show going instead of telling this guy to shut his goddamn pie hole.
If you were here right now, Doug, what would you say to him?
I'd say, please be quiet like everyone else. Laughter, occasional applause, and silence. That's what I want from
you. Okay, let's role play. Say I'm a stupid piece of shit that got too drunk and is yelling out stuff. Now you play Doug Benson.
I don't even know for sure that he's too drunk. He just might be from Gila Bend.
Oh, no, you did not, sir. Local reference, ladies and gentlemen. Making them hot and fresh.
Yeah. I didn't know what that was, but I knew it was a local reference.
Yeah. All right, well, let's...
He must hang out on Main Street. Yeah, these guys know what I'm talking about. Real Main Street kind of guy.
Wow.
That's a pretty safe bet when you're... touring the country, that every place has a main street.
I was driving down First.
Right? Even the smallest towns have First. They might not have Second Street. All right, let's do this. Let's get to the games portion of the show. Let the games begin!
Take control, Tempe. Take control. What a lovely, lovely drunk.
Oh, say can you see? I can't sing as high as that little kid. Ladies and gentlemen, there's lots of great name tags, so please reveal them now. Show us your name tags.
Reveal.
And gentlemen, pick your name tags. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back!
Hey!
Everything's fun. Who are you playing for, Jonah?
I'm playing for a duo known as Ben and Sean.
Here, hold that up for me so I get a nice shot for the Vine viewers and Twitter viewers.
They have an Adventure Time themed.
Yeah, thing. I love it.
Yes. I did a voice on Adventure Time recently.
You did? Which one of these were you?
None of them. I was a B, B number one.
Oh, were you like, try Nasonex? Bobby?
Andy Boy.
Oh,
which
very
is a knockoff
nice.
Of Tommy Boy.
Yeah. I get it.
You figured that out?
That's pretty good, yeah. I like
Doesn't
it.
The Andy look like a young Bobby Miyamoto? Like his
if things had gone my way.
He looks like a now Bobby Miyamoto.
Yeah.
And Graham, what do you got going on?
This young lady, Emma, put her name tag and a coconut water on a little viewfinder of like a Super 8 thing. Like,
what the fuck?
And her name tag, or her shithead is awesome.
Okay,
well, we'll never know
in that case,
that
I hope you lose.
Then we'll get to hear it at the end. If you
full?
Screw this up, Graham. All right.
Hey.
What?
You earned those electrolytes?
Yeah.
You might want to check that expiration date.
Yeah, this hasn't been like sitting in your car, Emma, has it? All right. You didn't put a roofie in there, did you? Because you don't have to roofie me, Emma. I'm kind of a sure thing.
Graham,
see
Elwood.
That, guys? Closing deals from the stage.
Really, you're going to have sex with her?
Wow, that's not what I meant. Jesus, what are you talking about?
He's closing a deal on a nice piece of property.
Yeah, oh my God, she's my realtor. What the fuck are you thinking? We're going to have sex in my new house. What the fuck are you talking about?
Graham. Now, Emma, did you devise that name tag specifically because you thought Graham Elwood might be here? Yes. Clever. Were you here at the last show we did here? Did you do it then?
No. Is this the same coconut water from the last time when I wasn't here? I'll just keep bringing this bullshit out until Graham shows up.
Well, good job, Emma. Because he might not have been here. If it was up to me.
I wish I booked this show, but the guy who books it loves Graham.
So he's on it all the time.
The guy who books your friendship?
Yeah. He books people for me to hang out with. Designated drivers and whatnot. Let's play Build a Title, you guys.
Okay.
Now, like I said earlier, I have not seen the new Old Boy, but I did see Old Boy, and I dug it. So let's play Build a Title, starting with Old Boy. And let's start down on the end there with Graham. Just add something to Old Boy.
Old Boy interrupted.
All right, no, so you're out. You're out. Graham is out.
Old Boy Scout. I was making a joke. It was Girl Interrupted. I said Old Boy Scout.
Good joke, Graham.
Wait, what? What's your alternate choice?
Boy Scout.
That's also wrong.
No.
There's no movie called Boy Scout.
Started Leif Garrett, came out in 1976.
Leif Garrett was in a theatrical motion picture that was not called The Outsiders?
Yes.
You liar.
No, he was in it, and he played a kid. Dan Haggerty was his dad.
Yeah, this sounds like some TV movie shit.
Yeah,
right,
it sounds
here.
Like a TV movie. If only there were a way for us to... Oh, a hand computer.
Yeah. Jane Fonda had a real small part in it. She was like the schoolmaster.
What
look it up.
What the hell are you talking about? I mean, you're already out. It doesn't matter.
Because you said boy interrupted, and I can't stop laughing about that.
And unfortunately, Leonard Maltin does not confirm that that movie exists.
Well, ooh. Leonard Maltin's
we'll
wrong.
Go deeper. We'll go deeper. We'll go yeah, IMDb. Yeah. We'll go IMDb.
It's in there.
Oh, shit.
I always like to check with Len first, but IMDb will let us know what kind of shitty.
Is that scene where
TV
they're in the go-kart track and he hits the quicksand? Remember, because quicksand was big in the 70s? I watch a lot of movies.
What year did you claim this happened? 70s?
76, I think. 77?
Okay. No such thing on IMDb.
This coconut water is great. I just like, it's like tickling my throat.
There was a movie in 1937 called Tex Rides with the Boy Scouts.
Oh, yeah, this is the remake. This was the reimagining of it. Leif Garrett plays a young Tex, and I can't believe you guys haven't seen this. Jesus, it's like the godfather of Boy Scout movies.
Maybe it was called The Story of a Boy Scout?
Yeah.
Nope. Leif Garrett.
The original
wasn't in
title,
that.
But then they, it was like, remember Revenge of the Jedi, and then they changed it to Return because Jedis can't have revenge. It was like that.
There was a 2003 movie called The Nuclear Boy Scout.
That sounds like an awesome
Leif
movie.
Garrett comes back and He's had an atomic accident, and now he's got superpowers, and that should have won an Oscar that year. I think it was nominated. Was it nominated?
All right, thanks for playing, Graham. I mean, I give you an A for effort.
Really, an A?
Mm-hmm. He tried really hard to push that through.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Bobby, what do you got? Ends with old or begins with boy? You need a title that ends with old or begins with boy. And you can drop the if there's a the in there.
Old boy yeller.
All right, so you're out. Jonah.
Wait a minute, old boy yeller. That starred Burt Reynolds, and he was a dog cop. And
Wait. Like a cop who turns into a dog?
Yeah. And he has a kid, and the kid solves the crime.
Dog Cop and a Half?
Yeah, dog. Well, this is the original. This is the prequel to Dog Cop and a Half.
Yeah.
Old boy yeller.
Yeah.
So I think Bobby's still in. I think we're both still in, really, if you look it up.
I think the star of Drunk Yeller is here tonight. I apologize, Bobby. I would have explained this game to you backstage. You said that you listened to the podcast, so I just assumed that you...
Ooh. Maybe this game wasn't in the episodes you listened to.
Yeah, we don't play it all the time, so So I apologize. Jonah, for the win, all you have to do is add one title to Old Boy.
Old Boys to the Side Effects... To Wong Fu, thanks for the memories.
You know, I'm going to declare you the ultimate loser for this overachiever.
I'm the first loser!
This overachiever bullshit.
I was sitting here the entire time.
I said add one title for the win, and then you had to really go nuts, and you also said the first title incorrectly.
What'd I say?
It's called Boys on the Side, not To the Side. So you're trying to show off, and then you blew it.
Boy.
You know what, Doug?
It was
fucking worth it.
Boys is a side item. I think that's what it was called.
Boys to the side?
Boys in a to-go dish?
It's called Boys on the Side. So it's, and I know because I don't know why I would know that.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, though, if you weren't being an asshole, it was pretty good, huh?
I think did you see that movie? Which Drew Barrymore and Whoopi?
Yeah. Classic duo, Drew and Whoopi.
Doesn't somebody get their arm broken with a baseball bat in that movie?
I'm going to watch it now.
I think so. We got this gentleman here that looks like he watches it on a loop. It's confirming. And it is called Boys on the Side.
Yeah.
So we have no winner of Build a Title. But we also didn't have a game that was boring and dragged out for too long. What? First time no winner on this? I don't think so. And I think you should join our drunk friend in the back.
Come on.
The question portion is at the end of the show when I'm no longer on the stage.
You got a weird seat, too. You could turn around, you know. You don't have to, like, sit, like, all looking over your shoulder at us. Like,
that's a sassy
like,
seat.
Like there's something else going on over there that might be as interesting. No? Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't move. He's happy with his position.
It's a nice position.
I like it. I like the guy with the baggy shorts and the sandals.
It's Arizona.
It is.
Wait, what?
It's not.
Where are we?
Let's play the Seth Rogen game.
AKA Last Man Stanton. This is the game where we're going to get a suggestion from a nice, chill person in the crowd. And then we are going to take turns naming. Now we need an actor, an actress, or a director that has a large body of work. And then the four of us, I'm going to play this one too. We're going to take turns. We'll start with Graham again. We're going to take turns naming movies that person was involved with. And I'm going to ask my friend here that knew Boys on the Side to select one for us. Who would you like us to play with tonight? Just an actor, actress, or director who has a huge body of work. Does any of you remember who we did last time I was here in Tempe? Did we do it? Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Lee Marvin?
No. No, you can't, sir.
I fucking love that you're suggesting that. Mm. But as the oldest panelist, I would probably have an advantage. And even at that, I might run out pretty fast.
Can someone give us Yahoo Sirius?
Do you know the name of the movie he was in, Graham?
What?
Levi? Yahoo Sirius? If you went first on Yahoo Sirius, what would you say?
Oh, it was called, wasn't it called like The Professor or something like that? Or?
Yes. Yeah. It's called Young Einstein.
Young Einstein.
Who do you got instead? Clint Eastwood.
Oh!
As a director or an actor.
Ooh!
This is going to be interesting. All right, quit stalling, noisemaker. He already can't think of one.
Boys in the Side. No, I will say a Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry?
Yeah.
He was in that?
Yeah, do we need to look that one up? I don't know. Yeah, Leif Garrett was the bad guy, and...
I don't have time. I'm going to look that one up later. I'm suspect of that one. Go ahead, Bobby. Make my day.
Unforgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Good call. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Best picture winner, I believe. What do you got there, Jonah?
Trouble with the Curve.
Oh, terrible movies.
Do I lose again? Is it Trouble with a Curve?
It's all about Amy Adams' body. I'm going to go with The Gauntlet.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
The non-Dirty Harry cop movie. He's not Dirty Harry in that. Everyone thinks it's a Dirty Harry movie. It's not. He's a cop, and it takes place here in Phoenix.
And the name is...
No, he was talking about The Gauntlet.
Yeah. Oh, shit, sorry. Yeah.
Graham will give me trivia about the movie prior to him having to see a movie to give himself more time. Graham.
Heartbreak Ridge.
Yo, that's a good one.
Classic. Mario Van Peebles.
Bobby.
What was the one with the car?
Oh, yeah.
Don't say it. He's out, right?
I'm pretty sure Lee Marvin was in it. What do you got? Anything? Clint Eastwood. He's been making a movie a year
movie
as a director.
With the car. I can't think of it.
Don't.
He had a few cars. I know which one you're thinking of, I think. That just helped me for later.
That's all I'm focused. It's on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of it.
All right, we'll skip you and come back to you when we play the next game. Jonah?
Gran Torino.
Yeah. That's a good
one. I'm so glad you fucked up.
I'm going to go with J. Edgar.
Flags of Our Fathers.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Suck it.
Jonah?
Oh, fuck, there's that other one.
Dirty Harry 2.
Dirty Harry goes to college.
They didn't call it that. They didn't call it that. They had more imagination back then.
Dirtier Harry.
Harrier.
Is that your final answer? You really got nothing else? You're going to make this a showdown between me and Graham?
I'd like to see that, and that's the only reason I'm seceding from the game. I could go on and on about Eastwood movies, but I want to see this.
All right, I say Magnum Force.
Nice. I would say The Enforcer.
I would say The Deadpool.
Oh, Doggity Deadpool, Diggity Doodle.
Here he goes. Stalling for time. Do you want to do your plugs real quick, Graham?
let's see, GrahamElwood.com, and then Any Which Way But Loose. Oh, shit, an orangutan that fights.
Did he say any? Pretty sure it's every.
No.
I'll give you that one, though.
Okay.
What?
What?
Nothing.
Well, I had to give him that one because I wanted to say, just to answer Bobby Miyamoto's question from earlier, Pink Cadillac.
Oh!
but it's every which way but loose. And then there was a sequel to that, of course.
Yeah, every which way you can.
Correct.
That's right, bitch.
I'm going to go with City Heat.
Oh, you cocksucker. That's Play Misty for Me.
Oh, nice.
Starring Leif Garrett.
How about The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Oh, shit. All right. You want to go there? We can do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'll go spaghetti western on your ass.
Let's see. How about...
Do you want to step outside for a second?
Sands of Iwo Jima.
Look at my shoes!
All right, let's say the title again, because two wrong names is going to get you knocked out.
What's that?
What's it called?
Huh?
The movie?
Which one was this?
The one you just said.
What was this now?
It was, I believe it was a companion piece to Flags of Our Fathers.
Yeah.
And what was it called?
We all know the title.
But like, if you had to say it out loud, like, let's say you were in a kind of a game show situation.
Iwo Jima.
You're going to have to add a few more words to that.
I said them.
Come on, Graham, you can do it! Come on, buddy.
Come on, Graham! Shit!
What's it called? All right, you're
out. It's called Iwo Jima. It's just called Iwo Jima.
No.
Iwo Jima the Reckoning.
No, no, no. It's called Sons. Letters. Yeah.
Letters.
Yeah,
God letters. Damn it, that's right.
See, I had it wrong too.
What's the
letters?
After that?
Letters from Iwo Jima, because it was the Japanese side of it. Damn mm-hmm. it, that's right.
That's I gave you that clue, I think. Mm-hmm. And then I will say for the win, The Changeling.
Oh! Nice call. Nice.
And now, this is the only part of the show where I want you guys to yell out answers. Give it to us. Hang 'em high. High Plains Drifter.
High Plains Drifter.
Pale Rider 2.
Mules for Sister Sarah.
Mules for Sister Sarah.
I heard Dirtiest Harry, the third installment.
Outlaw Josie Wales.
Pardon?
Million Dollar Baby.
Mystic River.
Mystic River.
Oh, that fucking movie is a bummer.
I heard Boy Interrupted. I heard that one over here. That was another one that he directed, I believe. Yep.
Boys from the Side.
Boys from the Side.
Million Dollar Baby, of course.
God damn
How
it.
Could we forget that? Are we in a coma?
Million Dollar Adolescent, the sequel.
Well, that was fun.
That was so, totally fun. That was,
yeah,
great.
Was a good time. That was a good
great.
Time, guys.
Clint Eastwood was great. That was nice.
Yeah, good choice. It was a prime cut.
Yeah. Better than the first.
Which, of course, is a Lee Marvin movie. Okay, let's play. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Oh shit!
Ben, Sean, I'm horrible at this game. I'm sorry, you're not getting anything today.
Now, there's been three shows in the history of this podcast, I think, or at least in the last few years of it, where we did not play the Leonard Maltin game for various reasons. And so, Bobby, I hope that those weren't the episodes you listened to. Did you listen when Jeff Garland, T.J. Miller, and Pete Holmes were on?
I think I'm up to scratch on Leonard Maltin.
I've been trying to reunite those three fellas, and I tell you, it is hard because they've all got TV series. Because of the popularity of their appearances on my podcast. And so they're busy, but working on it. Going to make it happen someday. So let's continue to start with Graham, I guess. Or no, since Bobby's never played before, let's start with Bobby. Let him pick the first category, and then we'll go to Graham and then Jonah. Because that's, I don't know why.
You're trying to smoke me out?
I got no good reason, other than Graham did do better than you in that last game.
Mm.
And someone in the audience just said, who are you texting? Because that's a pet peeve of mine, is guests that ask me why I'm texting when I'm looking up the Leonard Maltin game on my app, the app on my phone.
Are you texting Leif Garrett?
Oh, from that movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy Interrupted?
Yeah.
I would love to know what movie you thought.
Boy,
I mean, was that a make-em-up, or did you...
No, that was an actual thing. Your fucking phone is dumb. I don't know what's going on.
I should have bought a smartphone, not a dumb phone.
Yeah. Get the iPhone 5, Doug. Jesus.
The salespeople, they just convinced me.
The salespeople?
When I went in to buy my smartphone, they're like, have you seen the dumb phone?
It's made out of rubber.
Your friend Graham is going to love it. And I was like, how you know Graham? All right. Bobby, would you like? Oh fuck! I forgot to write down the person who suggested this. I'll mention it next week, or I'll call the corrections department. But the category, because there's a good one for this show. He suggested. Oh, maybe he's here tonight. Where's the guy that the category is? Racing Arizona.
Yeah. What's your Twitter handle?
Andy the G.
Andy the G.
Yeah.
Just the letter G.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
He suggested Racing Arizona, Bobby, and that's movies where there's a race in a desert. Or, celebrating a birthday today, past and future guest Sarah Silverman. So the films of Sarah Silverman. And Liberty Bell is your third option, and that is movies that have crack in them.
That is fucking great.
What is the...
This category's been hanging out since we were last in Philadelphia.
What?
So it was suggested good. By Andy the G in Philadelphia. He always comes to the shows all over the country and suggests appropriate categories.
That's so crack, the drug.
You want the crack? Oh, no, you're just asking? Yeah, yeah. Not like cracks in a sidewalk, because that would be a lot of movies.
Okay.
And not wisecracks.
Hell.
Because that would be quite a few as well.
It's Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm. What was the Clint Eastwood movie with the tsunami?
Hereafter.
Hereafter. I kept wanting to call it Afterbirth.
Yeah.
Which category would you like to play, Bobby?
Crack.
Of course.
Liberty Bell, sir.
Would you like a movie that's got crack in it from 2004 or 2011?
Let's go 04.
Okay, and in both cases, I personally cannot confirm that these movies had crack in them, because that's not really what they're about, but I looked it up on the internet, and I was like, well, if you say there was crack in there, then I'm going to go along with that.
Okay.
And we'll find out from the audience if I'm wrong. 2.5 stars for this movie from 2004. Graham is doing sign language.
I always give some treats for the studio audience.
Leonard says this movie is about a drug dealer, so that's probably why there's crack in it.
Okay.
He says that it's it indulges in look at me camera shots that add nothing. Yeah, those directors with their whole look at me attitude. And it was also adapted from a novel. And Leonard lists 10 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? Bobby Miyamoto?
I'll go 9. Ooh, he did listen to some episodes.
Graham?
I will go 7.
Oh, you've heard the show too. Jonah.
I'll go...
What did you just say?
I said... Ugh. C-H-U-G-H-H-H-H.
You're Sylvester Stallone?
Oh, God. five names.
Five? Came to play.
Going balls out, guys.
Yeah. You don't take an hour flight from LAX to Sky Harbor to come here and fuck around.
Hey. I'm not here to make friends, Doug.
Graham? I mean, Bobby, I'm sorry.
So, name it.
Oh, you get the five names, Jonah. Do you want the clues again?
Yes, and also, fuck you, Bobby.
I think first-time player Bobby's about to get his first point.
Yeah. I mean, what did you think was going to happen, Jonah?
I want to have fun and play the game. I don't want to fucking chicken out like these assholes. Fucking playing it politically. Ooh, make the other guy do it. I'm a fucking man. Boys on my side.
A man could say six names. He didn't have to knock two off, but, you know, I appreciate it.
It sounds like a good number. Ten.
Two and a half stars. Two and a half stars. Okay. 2004. It's got a drug dealer in it. Probably some crack. Let's not focus too much on the crack, though.
Okay. Just stop saying the word, then.
It's got... The movie indulges in look at my crack camera shots, and is based on a crack novel. And your five names... are Jason Fleming?
Oh, fuck, really?
Why do you react
that
way?
That's a bad thing?
Like, I don't know who that is.
Okay. Have you heard of Tom Hardy?
Yes.
Marcel Lures?
No.
Or no, not Lures. I-U-R-E-S. How's that pronounced? Ayers?
Still no.
Yeah. Michael Gambon?
No.
You've heard of him?
I have?
Yeah. He took over for, what's his name in Harry Potter?
Nope.
Yeah. You don't watch the Harry Potter movies?
Uh-uh.
Really?
No.
Well, maybe you should switch to contacts.
Wait, what?
Because you look like you watch Harry Potter movies.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because glasses didn't exist before the Harry Potter fucking movies.
I'm just saying you're a big nerd.
You sure am.
Sienna Miller, you know her.
Yes,
you jerked off to her a few times.
Oh, you better believe it.
Those are your five names, buddy.
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember...
Yeah, talk us through it.
The gossip behind this movie that Tom Hardy and Sienna Miller actually had an affair during this movie. They got paparazzo'd.
Paparazzo.
Okay. Paparazzoed on the balcony, canoodling, during this, because I remember I would go to a gossip site and because it had a picture of Sienna Miller naked. And the name of the movie...
I just remembered he plays Michael Gambon. Gambon plays Gandalf in the Harry Potter movies. See? No glasses. Okay.
LASIK!
All right, go. You saw the paparazzo canoodling?
No, I'm just remembering the naked pictures of Sienna Miller. And I got nothing.
Because she was like topless on a boat, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've seen her in a play, and I've seen a lot of her movies. She's very talented, but she's so pretty that it's hard to be a character actress when you're that pretty.
Yeah, it's a bummer for her to be so pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No guess at all?
Nope. It's not the Fantastic Mr. Ripley.
Does it help you at all if I told you, and of course it's too late for you to get the point, but would it help you if I told you it was directed by Matthew Vaughn, who went on to do Kick-Ass?
Oh, no, it won't.
And the motion picture is called Layer Cake. Layer Cake. Starring Daniel Craig. Yeah, so Bobby Miyamoto's on the board.
I'm sorry, Ben and Sean.
No, people are very supportive of you. Don't feel bad. They like your shirt.
Thanks, it's a sweater, asshole. I'm sorry.
Whoa!
Thank you.
This is a very nice crowd. There's no reason to turn on them.
No, he was talking to me. I said shirt also. All right. Graham gets to pick the next category.
You got it.
And then...
and book then, it.
And then we'll go to... Then we'll go to Bobby, and then probably just skip Jonah altogether.
Really?
Yeah, you're being mean.
Oh, you're being mean.
It's a joke.
Yeah. Huh? I'm going to give you one negative point.
Okay.
Don't call people in the audience an asshole.
Just kick them out to the back of the fucking room.
Thanks, Graham. That happened during the commercial. During the commercials, that's my TCB time. Would you like...
Some people listening are like, what happened? They just kill people? We execute one lucky fan during the commercial.
No, you said kick him to the back of the room. There was a gentleman who was a little too inebriated, very close to the stage for the listeners. I'll recap the story. He was talking to me a lot, and I'm easily distracted as you... What? would you like, Graham Elwood?
Yes, sir.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie. I'm just guessing that's the drunk's name. Would you like... No, it's called Shut the Fuck Up, Donnie, because it's movies where Steve Buscemi dies.
Okay.
Movies where Buscemi kicks the bucket. Okay. Or would you like Glad He Ate Her? Or it could also be pronounced Gladiator. And that's movies that have cannibals in them. Or okay. Just one. Doesn't have to be a lot of cannibals. And speaking of eating weird things, @IEatYourDog suggested... We Are Farmers. And that, of course, is movies that have sheep in them.
I have not brushed up on my sheep film trivia, so I think I will go with the Steve Buscemi one.
Okay.
All right. You picked it.
3.5 stars from Leonard. 1996. 96 is the year. He says this movie compliments the acting. He says one of the actors is terrific, and he says another one is equally good.
It's like, not as pretty as you, but still cute.
He says he loves the that Muzak in the background, so I guess at some point there's Muzak in the background. And he also says this movie is totally disarming. And yeah, if you see it, your arms will be taken away. And he lists 10 names.
Negative one.
Big Dick Swinging.
All right, Bobby, what are you going to do with that?
Negative two, Bobby.
Have you heard episodes where negative bidding comes into play?
No.
Okay, here's how it works. He says negative one, so that means he has to name the movie and the top billed performer in that movie. So if you go negative two, you have to name the top two and the title of the movie, or three or four, as deep as you want to go. But you have to go negative, and now we're naming from the top billed person.
And they got to be in correct order. If you go,
okay. Yeah,
I can't.
The order according to Leonard Maltin, so that's always.
I have a
crapshoot.
Hunch, but I can only go negative one.
No,
so.
You could do it.
I don't.
But
know.
But Bobby, look at it this way: if I'm wrong, you win.
Ooh, Bobby.
Do oh, it. That's right.
He's got a point. So if I'm wrong, I think I've got this guess down, but maybe I'm wrong.
You could do it, Bobby.
I have to name two top two billed,
mm-hmm. And the title of the film.
Something you're capable of.
I might as well.
Really angling for that point.
Jonah, why are you so anxious for this to be over? Because if Bobby does it successfully, then the game will be over.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm just...
You asshole.
He just hurt me. He hurt me.
I can't do two stars. I think I have a hunch on one, but I can't do it.
All right, Graham Elwood, name the movie and the top billed person.
Is it Fargo and is it Frances McDormand?
Correct and correct.
Ah, Graham is celebrating as a bodybuilder in what seems to be a featherweight bodybuilding competition. That is the aggressive Hitler he was just doing.
That's what it's called, the aggressive Hitler. Those are the names, the aggressive Hitler. That was the soft Mussolini, and we're going into the Pol Pot.
And the Pol Pecs.
Did you think it was Fargo, Bobby?
No, I thought it might be Tree's Lounge.
Ooh. Oh. He's killed in that?
Doesn't he die at the end?
Spoiler.
He directed it, so I hope he was alive to direct the rest of the movie. But I heard he dies on tonight's Boardwalk Empire.
Wow, that's cool. That's awesome.
Isn't that be weird? He's the character they can't kill, right? Graham Elwood is on the board, you guys.
Ba-boo. That one's for you, Phoenix.
But next time, if you get another point, I will take it away for excessive showboating in the end zone.
Oh, so we're laying out, you're just getting ready with all these bullshit rules for 12 Guests at Christmas. Is that what you're doing? Just getting ready with all this stuff?
When ASU is playing a game at the Sun Devil Stadium, do you guys just not even go or watch it on TV and just know that they scored every time there's fireworks? It's crazy. All right.
But it's on delay. The problem is the game is on delay, so you'll hear the fireworks.
Oh, yes, that's why you can't be watching it near the fire, near it. You can't be near it and watching it. Jonah gets to pick the next category, if I'm not mistaken, because you were left out of that skirmish.
Sure was, Doug.
And
gave me a lot of time to reflect. I'm sorry, Ben and Sean, for my outburst earlier. I'm changed.
And then it's going to come back at you, Bobby. So, Jonah, this is your chance to create a three-way tie, which we always love in this show.
I love three-ways.
Mm-hmm. No, three-way tie.
Oh, it's a three-way between three dudes.
That's what I'm
talking about. Because they're all, it's not Casual Friday. Would you like, at bottom of Q suggested, France says ha. And that's the films of Jerry Lewis. You're already shaking your head like that might not be picked. Or, beat me up, Scotty. And that's films where Simon Pegg hits someone.
Oh. That's a great category.
I like it. Or your third option, Breaking Bad. And that's movies with white, pink, or man in the title.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to do Beat Me Up, Scotty.
Okay.
No? You guys want another one? Whatever you guys want.
So this is where Simon Pegg gets punched in the face.
No, when he punches somebody.
He punches somebody.
Yeah.
He punches someone. Okay. Hits someone.
It's a fun one.
3 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie from 2007. He says this movie is... the lead character in this movie decides to do something for which he's ill-prepared. The lead actor in this movie co-wrote this movie with another famous person. And it's the feature directing debut of yet another famous person. And Leonard lists 9 names. 9 names. How many, Jonah?
I can name that movie.
And how many?
And zero names, you're saying?
Zero names.
Zero names. I smell a three-way tie coming. What are you going to do about that, Bobby?
Name it.
Do you want the clues again, or are you just going to
No, I got it. Run, Fat Boy, Run.
That's correct!
Oh!
Directed by David Schwimmer.
Three-way tie.
Of Friends fame.
Three-way tie.
David Schwimmer from The Pallbearer.
Mm-hmm. And Simon...
Ladies and gentlemen, three-way tie.
Simon Pegg himself co-wrote it with Michael Ian Black.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. that's what Leonard says.
What was the second name?
Hmm?
What was the second name?
Thandi Newton.
I'm glad I didn't do that one.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, I almost thought that Michael Ian Black was in the movie. So I'm glad I didn't do that.
He might have a small part in it, but he's not listed in the 10 names. And now, who told you to name it? Bobby?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to start with Graham. And it is tiebreaker time. And that's a very exciting time in the show, because that's when we drag out. That's when he just crushed his
cardboard.
His cardboard coconut box.
Take that naked juice.
Oh, fuck. This guy's really hydrated, dude.
That's my favorite whorehouse in Hawaii, the coconut box. And of all the whorehouses, I'd have to pick that one.
That's really a good one.
As the best. Okay, Graham, we're playing the asparagus pee category. And in case you've never heard that before, Bobby, the premise of this category is that I'm going to read the entire review, leaving out the names, but I'll read everything else. I might even read the names. I'm going to read the names. But then it's up to you guys to bid. Everyone pretty much will know the title of the movie, including audience members, so please don't yell it out if it comes to you. And then we'll bid on how many negative names you can get it in. So it's a tricky thing, figuring out the order of the actors. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1992. It's 100 minutes long, made in the USA. It's David Mamet's scorching, profane, Pulitzer Prize-winning play about an office full of desperate real estate salesmen come con artists, and it's faithfully reproduced. Mamet did the adaptation himself with a gallery of stunning performances. Pacino is dynamic as the office hotshot, Lemon totally credible as the loser, and Baldwin is dynamite in a part created especially for the film as an insulting, in quotes, motivator. Never succeeds in being anything but a photograph play, but when the play and the actors are this good, it's hard to complain. And I disagree with Leonard. I think they did a great job of making it into a movie, and I would give it the full 4 stars. And he lists 9 names. How many negative names, Graham? I mean, I guess you could start with 0, but that'd be weird. So how many negative names do you think you can get it in?
God, this is tough. Like,
yeah, it is tough.
Who's the lead? Do they do it alphabetically? Like, what?
Are you allowed to ask that?
No, I'm not.
You could say it out loud. Yeah. I'm not gonna respond.
Yeah, it's
alphabetically. Go for it.
Jesus.
He's not in the movie.
Yes, he is.
And Leif Garrett.
Yeah, yes.
Leif Garrett as Jesus Christ. In Boy Interrupted.
That still makes sense.
Yes, it does!
Totally. He was interrupted for 3 days.
Yeah, the fucking Judas interrupted him.
I think Jesus was probably the first one to say, always be selling.
Yeah. I know he said, put the coffee pot down. I know he said that.
Mm-hmm.
Third place.
And he also said, second place, wine. Third place, bread. First place, water. What would you like to bid, Graham?
Ah, oh, shit. I'll go -2.
Oh. He's saying -2. Is Bobby next? Look at him. Such despair. First time on the show, you could be put through
the
ringer.
I'll go 3.
He says -3, Jonah. Which I like, because now Graham can't win. I mean, maybe you can. We'll see what Jonah does. You're gonna go deeper?
Is it a question? What do I say?
Are you going to go deeper?
No.
Who's this character? No.
No. Are you kidding me? Where am I? Well, this is fun. What do I say? Because I don't say...
Name that movie, yeah.
No, say -4.
No,
say that.
He knows the movie. I just have to... Like,
he still has to say the title out loud.
Okay.
And then he has to name the top 3 people.
Okay. In order.
In order.
All right, cool.
And then Graham will win.
Yes.
I'm just guessing. That's my hunch.
Okay.
I mean, how well do you know this movie?
Not that well.
Really?
Yeah, I saw it once.
All right.
Yeah.
I said a bunch of the names.
I know.
Okay.
I'm not about to do 3. Is that what it's at?
He did three. You'd have to do four.
No, then I fucking can't do four at all. Name the movie and the fucking people.
This is just a smorgasbord of characters that you're doing, Jonah. I like this. Versus like, and then there's like, name the movie.
Doug, now I have to name in order.
But Jonah's going to be the winner. No. Well, yeah, it's a three-piece fucker.
No, I get a shot, though, right?
Okay, all right.
I hope your confidence is now sky high.
I didn't mean to crush your spirit. But who are you playing for, Jonah?
I'm playing for Ben and Sean.
Where are you?
They're over there. All right. You know Ben and Sean.
All right,
Ben and Sean.
Get ready to come get this. Get ready to come get the prize,
you're
Ben.
Really shitting on Bobby's abilities here.
Right. No, I'm not. If he was great at it, it's very tough.
Yeah.
Glengarry, Glen Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Lemmon.
You gotta say them all.
All right.
Say your three.
Ed Harris.
And Leif Garrett.
And who's your third one?
Pacino.
That's incorrect. Those three people are all in it. Yeah, that would have been exciting if you pulled that out, because it is the order's rather crazy.
Is it alphabetical?
No, it's not alphabetical. I mean, there's one character that's sort of considered to be the star of the play and the movie,
Pacino.
And that would be Ricky Roma Pacino.
Yeah.
And then the next person that has the most action is Shelley Levine, played by Jack Lemmon. And then and Pacino recently played Shelley Levine on Broadway, and I saw it. He was terrible. And then, which was stunning. And then the third, because it was such a big deal that they created the part for the movie just for him, and it is such a great scene, he went with Alec Baldwin.
Oh, fuck. That would have been my order.
Really?
Yeah. Pacino, Lemmon, and then Baldwin.
Well, it's a good thing you won anyway.
I know. That was the whole point.
Jonah Ray is our winner.
We did it, guys! I know it seems scary at first, but we pulled through!
Let's give them their fancy name tag back, unless you want to take that with you to Los Angeles.
No, God no.
And come get your prizes.
Congratulations, young man.
There you go, Adventure Time. Good job.
I'll sign that book if you want, dude, if you come out of the lobby. Here, do you want the shitheads then?
Yes, please.
This guy's got hiccups, or girl.
Thank you. And and Jonah, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
I have a podcast that's not the Nerdist called Jonah Radio. If you're in a band or you know someone in a band, they want their songs played. I play songs from bands that send their stuff in, and then I drink a lot with my friends. So it's yeah. So yeah, there's that. There it is.
Is it me, or is that shithead super hard to read?
Want me to write it down?
Yeah, I would like you to write it down.
Yeah.
Because I think I know what it is, but I don't want to mispronounce it, because it's very specific.
It's like a magic eye. You can barely tell.
Where are you at? Oh, he's writing it down on something right there. Yeah, he wrote it on the back of his name tag, but it's a material that's got a lot of stuff going on.
There's a lot of cool doodles on
it. I want to make sure I get
this
right.
What funky, fun doodles, bro?
I still don't know what this... So this one isn't the word scum, it's initials.
No, that's the word.
It's the word scum, really? Okay, all right. And
Bobby Miyamoto's brother, ladies and gentlemen.
What does he look like?
He doesn't
like
look
him?
Asian. He's not Asian.
What are your plugs, Jonah? Did you do them already? Bobby, do you have anything coming up you'd like people to know about?
San Diego, December 20th, 21st.
What's happening?
It's just a city that's still going to be there on those dates.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'll try and check it out, man.
San Diego is perfect that time of year.
Yeah.
He's done the research, and he really recommends it.
Great American Comedy Club. Also, December 5th, opening for David Spade, Comedy Central, hour special at the Fonda Theater in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. Tickets might still be available for that.
Yeah, you can get
tickets. Yeah, yeah. So go to the taping of Spade's new special and watch Bobby open the show. And Graham, did we get all yours in earlier? Do you have some more?
I got some more. Yes, December 3rd. This is the Tuesday. In 2 days, Comedy Film Nerds will be doing a live podcast streaming on Laughster.com. So check that out. We're going to be. You can bid on cool stuff, like we'll do a private podcast for you and the like. And then I'm headlining the Irvine Improv in California, December 27 and 28. All my tour dates, my podcast, Facebook, Twitter, all that is at GrahamElwood.com.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you, Tempe. You guys have been a delight.
Great crowd. I'll be doing Douglas movies at the Riot Fest in Los Angeles on Saturday, January 11th at 4:20. And don't forget to join me on the Weezer Cruise. Thank you to all of my guests. Graham Elwood's going to... He's going to run to the lobby so you can get your Whistling Bane shirts and your Comedy Film Nerds guides. And Jonah always... Always slick with the microphone. I want to tell the listeners, Jonah didn't do that out of anger. It just fell off of his table. Thank you, Jonah. Thank you, Bobby Miyamoto. And thank you to the Tempe Improv and to you guys for coming out on a Sunday night. I know a lot of you probably traveled over the weekend or just, you know, there's a lot going on. So the fact that this many people showed up is very, very pleasing to me. And if it's all right with you guys, I'll be back to do this again soon. No? Okay. Sounds like you're not into it. So guess I won't. just kidding. And as always, shameless pandering is a shithead. That's the shithead that Graham thought was a really good one. By the way, here's the one that I think is a good one. Sparky the Scum Devil is a shithead.